Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
All right. How many are having a good week? A good week? Good. Awesome. How many love the weather? Isn't it great? Wow. How many enjoyed yesterday and all that wind? That was a mess yesterday, wasn't it? Wow. Thank you for coming out on a beautiful Wednesday night to get into God's Word and to spend some time in His presence. You know, I always used to tell athletes when I was coaching, if you show up for practice and you're a little bit better today than you were yesterday, you're going to make the program better. You want to swing that over and what that looks like in the body of Christ? When God's people come together and we look into God's Word and we become a little bit better tomorrow than we were today. See how we just launched that? You're going to make a greater impact in your communities. Okay? So tonight, we're going to go back to the kingdom again, okay? That's where we've been. We're going to talk about the kingdom again tonight for a few moments. And I was reminded by both my wife and daughter that they're working back there tonight. And I said, so? I know what that means, like, you know, be done in good time. Tonight, we're going to go back into God's Word. If you want to know exactly the premise for God's Word tonight, is going to be Matthew 6:33. All of you know that passage, right? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added. Yes? You know, we're prone to do just the opposite. We flip God's Word, don't we? And we go after the things and ask God, go ahead and bless this. That's not what the Scriptures say, all right? You absolutely have got to follow the guidelines of God's Word. Yes? Matthew 6:33. We're going to pray in a moment and get into His Word. But let me also mention, worship was awesome tonight. Awesome tonight. Let me explain it to you this way. This is not, I just want you to know the platform, okay? Levy County and the Tri-County area has always been a religious location, at least since I've lived here, and that's a few years. But it's not always been a worship center. You can be religious and not be a worshiper. That's just a little sidebar. Worship is phenomenal in this house. And I want to encourage you as God's people to occasionally go up to worship leader or executive pastor and all the worship team members, and it's going to continue to grow. It's all going to be filled in. And just encourage them. Encourage them. It may look like it's easy, but let me tell you some information, all right? For those who've been around sports, specifically like basketball, many of us have said, address it and attack it early. If you're going to be good basketball-wise, you've got to address the ball and you've got to attack it. Let me bring it into the house. Then I'm going to take it into your house. The enemy does two things in the body of Christ. Number one, he attacks worship. And number two, he attacks God's Word. Slow down the worship and muzzle the man of God or the woman of God. You understand that? Now let's go home. No, I don't mean go home out the door. Let's go to our homes this evening. The enemy sometimes will attack couples through the children. And then, are you ready for this? He will also attack the head of the home, just like Christ is the head of the church. See, I'm not making this up. It's in God's Word. He will attack the head of the home, too. Because if you can bring down the head, you've got the body. Hello? I always said this when I was coaching basketball. Figure out who the top scorers are and eliminate the ball in their hands. Your percentage of winning just went up. If you want to get the children, attack the parents. If you want to blow up a marriage, go after the head of the home. These are all kingdom principles that the enemy attacks daily. And so you've got to know how to support the home level, the church, your organizations, your school system. Does that not make sense? Here's a conversation I had the other day in a faculty meeting. We're getting ready to go into the kingdom. I said, all of you as faculty and staff are professionals. You have to understand that we are working with squirrels and a host of others that are out there. Make sure that when you're around the students and you're around parents, that your conversation is always professional. Because they're looking for any slippage to divide classrooms and faculty and staff. That's how he works. Okay, but the Bible says that we are to be wise yet harmless. God's word. Let's pray. Father, we want to just look into your word for a few more moments tonight. And we really want to say thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you give to us. Without you, we are blind. We have the tendency to go our own way, see it only our way, and fail to realize that you are leading us day by day. In these moments around your word, I ask that you would speak to our hearts, that you would encourage us in the word, and that we would understand that the kingdom is such a magnificent place to dwell and to live and to know that Father always knows best. We bless you tonight, and I thank you for the body of Christ across this region, over our nation, and around the world. May we always, always support one another. In Jesus' name, I give you praise, and I thank you for your word tonight. And God's people said, turn to somebody and say, watch out for the children. If you name the name of Christ and you leave children out, you don't know Christ. Simple. I don't try to make it so profound that it goes over your head. I want it to be so simple that it comes and rests in your heart. Everybody say it with me tonight. Watch out for the children. Because the way we relate to children is a reflection of how we relate to Christ. All right? Jesus called 12. That's a good number basketball-wise. Jesus called 12. He created his own team. He taught them, and they made mistakes just like we do. Just like I do. Does that make it feel a little bit better? Just like all of us make, they made mistakes. If you have your Bibles and want to follow along, we're talking about the kingdom. We've already looked at three levels of it. I'd like for you to see how Jesus felt about children. Okay? I heard a report yesterday about one of our students at the school whose guardian, who's taking care of her, passed away suddenly. So I don't mean to alarm anyone, but I am called to watch over the body of Christ. I was overwhelmed when I heard the report yesterday, and the girl was at school. This is not her parent, but the guardian of her life, that this particular person had passed suddenly. I just want you to know, you never know when you're under the sound of God's word for the last time. I never know when it's the last time that I will bring forth God's word. I'll never forget the night that Charles Strickland was in Newberry watching Chiefland and Newberry, and the next morning he was in the presence of God, literally in the presence of God, and a stone's throw from where we live. Just like that, he was fine Friday night. Saturday morning he was even better because he went home to be with the Lord. So you never know that this could be the hour, this could be the day. So when the young lady came back to school today, I could tell in the cafeteria she was really tore up. So I thought, you know what? Let's just freeze it right here. The tears. So I said, let's go outdoors. And that's what we did. It was cold this morning. Come on, y'all. You're comfortable in here right now. So we walked outdoors. I knew that that would kind of at least, you know, hold the emotions for a moment. And I said, I just want you to know that I'm aware of what happened yesterday with your guardian, and I mentioned her by name. And I said, I want you to know that God knows best. To hear God's word and then not to apply God's word was ridiculous to hear God's word. Sunday morning I spoke on Father Knows Best. When I got the report that she was really in bad shape on Tuesday, I began to really pray and intercede. That means another level. Let me explain to you this way, because I've got some sports fans in here and I've got a former coach in here tonight. So I try to make things relate so that people understand. You can play at different levels. You can pray at different levels. When you begin to intercede, you're praying at a different level. It's not a kumbaya moment. It's a real, Father, please, please, on behalf of this situation, on behalf of this young girl, please help intercede, bring this lady through. Guess what? It didn't happen. But does Father still know best, Mon Church? Yes, he does. And so I was able to speak to the young lady this morning to let her know that Father knows best. And she broke down and she began to share and she said, Mr. Weber, if you only knew what I was thinking about doing this morning. Everyone say with me, watch out for the children. She began to share with me, and if I was to tell you, you might go into an alarm state of what she was going to do that night when she got home, which would have been Tuesday evening, because that's when they broke the news. What she was going to do to herself personally, because she's been all over the place. We're about ready to get into God's word, about God's kingdom, and if you don't care about children, you really don't care about Christ. You're just religious. Come on, church. Our children are suffering, and they're not all little elementary kids. They could be 6'1", they could be 6'5", they could be 5'10", they could be a lot of different sizes, but they are children, and we have to see them that way. So I began to minister professionally in an educational setting the importance that she's got to understand. How would your guardian look upon what you could have done if you would have? And she said, you know what? That's why I stopped. I'm encouraging you tonight, even if you don't know them, pray over them. Open up your heart and begin thinking about children and what they're facing. The nation that we grew up in is not that same nation. And if you think so, come with me. I'll show you differently on any given day. When kids get on the bus and don't even know where they're going when they get home, will there be anybody there? Or individuals who call others, are you with me tonight, and make phone calls to see if someone will come around and pick them up and they don't even get on the bus. Had that situation today. See, we're talking about real life, real events that we're all dealing with. It's not churchianity, it's the kingdom, and how do we embrace the kingdom and make the kingdom work on earth as it is in heaven? Because the boys came to him one time and said, hey, team leader, we don't know how to pray. How should we pray? You know, I just flipped that a little bit, right? The disciples came to Jesus and said, okay, we're not getting anywhere with this. How should we pray? And Jesus said, pray like this. It's not something that we memorize, it's something that we actualize. Oh, I know people can say the Lord's Prayer. Just like I had some students with the school resource officer in the office today, and they gave me all the right answers. But what they gave me and what they were doing didn't match. What God wants is for me to make a match with what I say to him is what I'm doing for him. And what is that? Tonight, watch for the children. Y'all with me? Now, you want to get a little bit bigger and a little bit bolder and a little bit more brave in our lives? Did you know that God, our Father, looks upon us as his children? It's not just the children over here on the other side of the wall and all the middle schoolers and all the high schoolers. He sees us as children. And the best way to approach him is in that mode. Rather than, I had some individuals in the office today, and they gave me nonverbal like it was crazy. They never said a word, but their nonverbal was ridiculous. And the eyes were rolling and the hair, and I said so I could kind of break it down a little bit, I said, man, I wish I could do that. All that stuff. God wants us to come to him as a child. Matthew chapter 19. Remember now, the launch verse is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek it. And we don't seek God's kingdom for our benefits, but for his glory. That's why I was so into worship tonight. Because the songs that we were singing is the very heartbeat of the Father. Trust me, know that I'm the best, and know that I'm working it out for the good of all those in the kingdom and those coming into the kingdom. There may be a new president next year, but guess what? He is not the owner of the nations. Jesus Christ is. And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our God. When I was growing up, I was really deep into denominations and all that stuff. You know what? You can debunk that stuff. Because it's about his kingdom. It is about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. It really, really is, church. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Not that you can get from him what you want, but rather that we would give to him what belongs to him. We sang about it tonight. Our very lives, our very hearts belong to him. Let me explain to you this way from an athletic standpoint. We can do more as coaches with athletes who will give us 100% and have less talent than those who have all the talent and won't give you 50%. I don't know how people can sit and say, man, he always talks about sports because so did Paul. He really did if you've been in your Bible. Because there are many, many Christians who are laden with talents, but they're barren in action. I mean, you pass them the ball and every shot doesn't go. It should. Or if you pass them the ball, you never see the ball again. See, you're thinking I'm talking about sports. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about children. I'm talking about reaching out to the children. Man, you haven't been in our school. I've been in just about every school in this county, either as an administrator or as a former sub many years ago, or actually teaching there. So I got a pretty good idea. But then look beyond the classroom. Let's look into the kingdom. How are we treating each other? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 and 14, so that I have a place to lay my head tonight, we won't be long. Come on, church. I'm working for the weekend. Oh, look at you now. You're coming alive. I mean, that's an old song too, right? I mean, I'm going to do the right thing in the middle of the week. Come on, man. Friday's going to be good. I already told you, if I don't end up at Free Chapel, don't blame me. All right? I'll be there. In spirit. Man, that's a good statement for me to make down through the years of ministry. How many people have said to me, won't be able to be in church on Sunday, but I'm there in spirit. I said, man, look here, Casper. All right. Thank God no athlete ever said that to me. Won't be able to make the game, but I'll be with you in spirit. Yeah, kiss that spirit. Kiss it quick. That spirit's no good. All right, Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 and 14. Listen closely. Little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. Let's pause for a moment. This is not a house of condemnation, but this is a house of accountability. How long has it been since you placed your hands on a child's life and prayed for them? And may I say, because this is a big issue in our schools, and make sure that your hands stay where they're supposed to. I just dealt with a lot of situations today where there's some individuals placing their hands where the bathing suits belong. We were just watching one of our favorite shows is Law and Order, and a particular priest went down because he didn't know where to place his hands. Well, he did, but he didn't place them where they should be. I have that type of responsibility. I'm not naive. You know, when God said that Jesus, this is his word, right? The Holy Spirit is a part of the Godhead, right? So the Holy Spirit is speaking here, writing through this particular person whose name is Matthew. Jesus laid hands on the children. Can I tell you something? He never did it in the wrong fashion. But I just wondered tonight, how long has it been since I have prayed for children? How long has it been since I've prayed for the body of Christ? Not just here, but the body of Christ. Father, tear down all the religious doctrines and all the religious forms and all of the stuff that we build up, all our sacred cows, and help us just to come and worship you. So Jesus' motives was pure, but the boys, they had a different agenda. Let me go back to the game for a moment. I tried to use my timeouts wisely, as long as my emotions permitted me to. But there were sometimes Coach Wilson and I would look out on the floor and we'd go, what the heck are they running? That's not anything that we practiced. And so then, you know, what are you going to do about that? Bam, timeout. And then you go stupid on the sideline. I used to do that. Not like this, like that, like really like that. And I'd say, what y'all running out there? Oh, I know. Are you lost again? Jesus had an agenda. Jesus had a motive. But the boys who were his students, who were his followers, those who he had chosen, had a different agenda. And Jesus calls them for it. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. See how easy it is? Let's just say one verse or two verses and we'll stop, okay? I want to make sure I don't overload you, but I want to make sure you're getting something tonight. The Holy Spirit, every time we come together, has an agenda. Did you know that? Meaning the kingdom was here before we ever got here. Not tonight, but before we even arrived in life. The kingdom was already here. I mean, that was 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here. Every time you gather with someone in the name of Christ, the Father has an agenda. He has something that he would like to accomplish. But what we do is we stunt that. That's what they did. They rebuked those who brought the children. They stunted them. What are you doing bringing these guys to Jesus? You know who Jesus is? He's the next president. He's the next world ruler. Their agenda was, we're going to push Jesus all the way through New York. Come on now. All the way through the Middle East, and he's going to overtake Rome. That was their agenda. Wasn't the Father's agenda. It was theirs. But who called who? Did they call Jesus, or did Jesus call them? Come on, Dennis, we got this. Well, then let's show it. How long has it been since you've prayed for children? And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. And Jesus said, let the little children come to me and don't hinder them. So tonight, let people get to him. He went just big time right there. He went from little children to people. That's exactly what I did. Let children, let little children, let individuals, let the broken, let those that have destroyed themselves, let them touch Jesus. Whew. Almost finished, church. Let them see Jesus in you. And above all, don't hinder the process. Cool? Let me give you an example how we did not hinder the Holy Spirit. Last Sunday, dynamic worship. Dynamic worship. And it opened up people's, you know, that's what worship does. Worship will open you up. But if you're rebellious, it will shut you down. Ooh. See, I'm tattling on the enemy of the camp because, you know, he used to be a worship leader. His name was called Lucifer. He knew a little bit about worship. And his pride shut him down. And the first field goal came right out of heaven. Because God kicked him right through the goalpost of life. Come on, church. So, worship was phenomenal in here this morning, Wednesday, and this past Sunday. And the altars were just automatically open. And people felt free to be able to come. That's the Holy Spirit, and nobody hindered that. That's what God's looking for, that we do not hinder the process of people getting to him. I never want to stand in the way of someone being touched by the Father. I don't want Jesus to have to say to me, Why are you hindering what I'm trying to do? Let's finish the verse. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. You talk about someone having their feelings hurt. Those boys right there, those 12, could have really been offended right there. Do you know what Jesus just said? Even though we've been following him, listening to him, taking care of him, because he has no place to place his head. And look at what he said. He said the kingdom was for these. Well, that's so unkind, they could have said. One other verse, and then we're going to close for tonight. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. Listen to it. Jesus is speaking. And he said, I just think this is so amazing. When we know the embodiment of his life was one of total truth. I wish I could say that about myself, but that would be a lie. But the embodiment of Jesus Christ was total truth. Listen to what he says. It's incredible. Listen closely. I found this after working today, and I put it in so it may not show up on the screen. And if it does, that's really freaky because I didn't get this one to him. But I wouldn't put anything past the Lord. Do you? Do you put anything past the Lord? I did a motivational video at school today at lunch for all the students, and it was entitled, Anything's Possible. And you know me. I'm waiting for the right moment to go ahead and say, but you're going to have a little faith to make that a reality. And then I just said it like this, faith not downstairs, but faith upstairs. Because faith within itself won't get you very far. But when you have faith in the one who can do the impossible, now you're setting yourself up for success. So Jesus says, listen to this, truly, that's just amazing. Truly I tell you, now listen, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to close with a quote in just a moment. It won't be on the screen because it's one I found this afternoon. I'm always updating. Are you? Like, I can get notes to the executive pastor and things to go on the screen, but if the Lord gives me something that's even a little bit better right before we get ready to roll, I'm going with what's the latest. I love fresh bread, and I don't like leftovers. I'm talking in the kitchen or in the Word. Man, I can't stand to hear people keep saying the same thing. I got that 20 years ago. Quit saying that. Is there anything fresh? Must not be, because you're not much of a child. There should be something fresh when we come into the presence of the Lord. Let's look at this verse real quick. Truly I tell you, unless you change. Guess what God's wanting to do in our lives? He's wanting to change us. And guess what? We're built for it, but our flesh hates it. Are you willing to update? Will you be willing to make any changes that he wants in this year? So that we can see more of what God wants in here. Not to make a name for Forward Church Ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not anywhere on my agenda. I want to see his kingdom enlarged. And there's only one thing I want to hear when I finish this journey down here. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's all I want to hear. He can keep all the others. I don't need any of that. I don't want any of that. But I long to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were not a hindrance to what I wanted to do in Levy County. Ooh, I want you to be able to say that. Unless you change. Huh. And guess one of the most difficult things to change is our mindset. I kind of want to use this illustration, but I don't. But it's a good one. Because it's really been a test on the message that God knows best. Because he really does know best. By the way, you notice when I'm ministering the word, I always try to connect a service to a service. That's the way we work in schools. That's the way we work athletically. That you're just constantly connecting. So that we've got a pattern with a plan that carries a purpose that develops a path. Ooh, I could preach tonight. That carries a passion, and out into the streets we go. But Les Brown said this. I got to get this to you real quick. I'm going to give you my word. 8:15, we're done. How's that? My cousin called me the other day. I got so many stories flying. And his, watch this. I was in North Carolina last fall because his wife went home to be the Lord. I was there to do part of the service. Now his daughter is on life support. And I'm telling Ed, I just want you to know God knows best. And he said, you know what? I believe that. I'm going to tell you this that I know about you, Dennis, and a thing I appreciate. I'm talking about 8:15 now. He said, anytime you have given your word is everything who you are. Do you know where I've learned that? From the word. When Jesus said something, he could back it up. He carried it out. He demonstrated it, and it took place. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pray with all your heart, and I want you to have passion all through, and I want you to carry out a purpose with a plan that has a pattern. But if it doesn't go just the way you want it, don't stop. You just don't stop. You just keep on going. You just keep on, and you never flinch, and you never say anything derogatory towards the Father, because Father knows best. That is a change of mindset that I have struggled with for a long time, but I'm through that one. I know there's more coming, but I'm through that one. I don't throw up any shield anymore and go, you know, I think you missed it right there. I was listening to the word this morning in the book of Proverbs, and it talks about how God doesn't have a lot to say in a favorable way for arrogance and pride. It's in the book of Proverbs. Solomon found out some hard ways. So we need to become like children so that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. Man, I don't want to just have entrance. I want access. I want access. I always used to say to kids, don't let the fans bother you. They've paid to watch you. Do your thing. What are you doing? Don't let the adversary and the little man, I'm about to tell you about the little man. Don't let the little man, the little man's never the size of the person, by the way. You might want to change your mind and your mindset. Don't let that affect your play in the kingdom. Don't just celebrate the fact that you made it in. Now you've got access. Do something with it. We threw the ball to you. What are you doing with it? I could break that down a little bit, but this might not be the right environment. As we move to a close, I'm going to talk about the little man. Remember the P's I gave to you? Right? A pattern, a plan, yes? A purpose, yes? And a passion? Could you tell me what's the description of the little man? Well, you just read about them. They're the ones that don't have time for the children, big or small. The little man is the individual that can see your pattern, see your plan, see your purpose, and see your passion. I almost said it the right way, and you would have been offended. And they will splatter all over it. They're out to destroy everything that's in you because that's where the kingdom is. I'm done, just about there. That's where the kingdom is. So when you share with others the pattern, the purpose, the plan, and the passion, and they see all of that, man, you can see who the little people are because they're the ones who try to set out to stop what Jesus was doing in you when he was here. He's now in you through the Holy Spirit wanting to do all that he did and greater because he's now seated at the right hand of the Father. Sometimes my illustrations are too close to home. But I'm going to share it anyway. Don't tell Joshua anything about it. So I'm 0 for 2. I got 2 minutes. You guys are in good shape. I'm 0 for 2. All right? The guardian went home to be with the Lord, and I prayed. You know, we all pray and expect for it to go the way we prayed. That's why we pray, right? So we're sitting out in the cold yesterday. I mean cold. I could prove it. My wife was so bundled up, I thought she came from a different country. Couldn't even see her. Some of the stuff I did at school today, they went nuts. They just had so much fun. I said, look at this. Look who I'm married to. And I called out some nationalities. I said, man, you are really crazy. So we're setting up there, and it's really, really cold, and like, let's go home, let's go home, let's go home. And it's been a tough night for Chiefland, and Joshua did a great job in the field. How many know when it's cold, it is tough at the plate? Okay, so I'm up there praying, and how many know you don't always get your prayers answered the way you want? I'm hoping this helps somebody tonight. Maybe you're here and you're aggravated tonight because lately you haven't been getting it the way you prayed. But you're here, so thank God. So I'm not going to tell you about the first one. The second one, nice, and the fielder made a great play out at first. And so now we're coming to the next at bat. And he finally makes a decision that there's something in his hand and he can't stand there and look at it. I'm about to come over that fence. So you know what happened the first time up. What has God put in your hands and you're still standing there with it? What is your gift? What is your talent? And you're letting somebody else dictate what the call is going to be. So it's his last up, and they're trying to squeeze this game out and pick up a victory, and he's got runners at second and third, and I'm praying, intense prayer, and I'm praying in the spirit, and that's supposed to take you to the right level, and I'm standing, God, oh God, you know what happened. Bang, he hits the ball, great play in the field. Father knows best. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight with all of our hearts. It is so great to have a connection with you. And you're teaching us more and more. The things you see are much better than the things we think we see. Tonight, in Jesus' name, I'm asking that you would open up the kingdom in a big, big way in the lives of your people. I'm asking tonight that you would help us to take time out for children from all ages. Young or old. Help us, Father God, not to hinder the process of the Holy Spirit. May we strengthen one another in this house, in the body of Christ, in this entire community. We're asking tonight, in Jesus' name, that our hearts would catch hold of what you are saying. I'm going to keep my head bowed and my eyes closed, but if God has spoken to you tonight, no, you're not coming to the front. I'm just wondering if you'd like to stand, and I've got an idea how long I'll wait, just a few moments, and I'm not going to reopen my eyes until I say the amen, but maybe the Lord has spoken to you from the Word tonight. It could be a child in your own home. It could be a child in the community. It could be at a school. It could be in a business. It could be anywhere. I don't know where they all are. It could even be an adult because that's childlike. Or it could have been this area. God's been speaking to me about changing some things. And I'll tell you what, I've just been dormant. Dennis, I have been so dormant in this area, but God's been speaking. I'm going to give you a chance just to stand across the room, and then we're going to close in prayer. And I'm not going to raise my head, and I'm not opening my eyes to see if there's a response. I've obeyed God's word. I have given his word. And now I'm giving you a chance to be able to identify with him and to say, yes, Lord, your way is best. Across the room, you may stand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This might be the last one. Hey, thanks, Dennis, for sharing those testimonies of prayer and that it didn't kind of finalize the way you wanted it. But because you're grounded, I know you're not going to stop praying. I'm struggling right now in my prayer life. But I'm going to stand because I know there's going to be a change in how I pray, when I pray, and what I pray for. That's the last one. Anyone else that needs to stand? And in a moment, I'm going to pray. You're just standing in God's presence.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.